Danny?
Yes, Donnie.
I want to, a lot of the folks here, maybe some of them won't have the opportunity of getting around and speaking personally to you.
Howdy, Fred.
And I know a lot of them would like to know some of the history that is in the background of Benny Martin, one of the finest fiddlers I ever had the pleasure of playing behind. I've said this many, many years. Benny started out fiddling when he was a small boy around Sparta, Tennessee, I believe. Right, Benny?
That's right, Don.
And your first radio job, I imagine, was at WNOX, was it? Or
the first one
WBUG
was...
WBUG in Craigville.
It was WHUB in Cookeville, Tennessee. Then the next step was over to Knoxville with Wally Fowler.
Wally Fowler.
At that time, he had a country band. Yeah. And then from there, I got run everywhere. I came from there back down to Nashville and joined a fellow they call Big Jeff.
Right.
Then from Big Jeff back over to Chattanooga, back down to Nashville. Seemed like when you get to Nashville, you always come back and go from there.
Then Milton Estes.
And Milton Estes.
I remember you was with him for a long time.
He was my first job on the Grand Ole Opry.
Right. Then you went to work with Bill Monroe and
right.
the Great
uh-huh.
Boys.
Now we'll forget the first time I saw him. We was doing a show and Earl Scruggs had went out on their own, and I looked over in the wings and there stood Don Reno. I never forget this.
Wait, 135
soaking wet. He had that banjo strapped on, boy. He said, "I want this job," and he got it. So Don joined Bill Monroe's band, and his Jackie Phelps took Lesh's place, and Joel Price come in there out of left field.
Bromo
South. And we went from there, and we played many, many tent shows. And oh, man. And friends, Bill Monroe has got to be the king of bluegrass music. Now, that ain't no doubt about it. I'll say that from the bottom of my pump.
You know, at the time we was working with Bill, both of us, I think, had just... In fact, you hadn't reached your 20s, and I was barely in mine. I think I started working
with Bill
when I was about 20 years old.
We're the same age. Let's see, we was 21, wasn't it, now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We are about the same age, really. I was
pretty close.
Yeah, we really well. We started out, and we played these tent shows over in Missouri. And you folks won't believe this, but Bill had a tent would seat about 3,500 people. That's a big tent. And we would fill that tent 3 and 4 times a night.
That's true.
And we'd play it till up in the morning of maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We'd do our last show. Remember the night we was doing a show and it rained so hard, that water was coming down like you folks are sitting here, knee deep. And I just know we was gonna have to quit. But friends, they made us pick. We picked about all night, didn't we?
We sure did.
Bill got out there with a pistol and shot holes in the tent to where it wouldn't fall in.
And then after the playing was over for the public, Benny and myself used to go to hotel rooms and set up maybe sometimes all night at a time playing.
That's right.
And
we sure
practicing, learning.
We rehearsed. That's where I got what I know now, really. I don't rehearse anymore, Don. I wish we could.
Yeah, I do too.
But we would sit and rehearse and run over numbers. And if it didn't sound right, we'd do them, change them different. And that's what you're hearing now. I hope you like it.
So whether... I've always been proud to admit it. Whether you are or not, I don't know. But there's a lot of Don Reno and Benny Martin mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Together.
Oh, yeah. We have the same sound, I think, really. We used to have a duet. We done some duets. That was before him and Red Smiley existed.
Yeah.
And
long time.
Huh? Golly, I don't know.
What's something we used to do?
Let's see here. A little Darted number
we
one.
I tell you what we did do, Ben. We used to do Little Cabin Home on the Hill.
Yeah,
I
we did.
That.
You sung the lead part and then come in on the tenor.
Right. You remember what key we done it in? Was it A?
I believe it was, Don.
Age has touched my vocal cords.